This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Dave Hill's podcasting incident on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dave Hill's podcasting incident with me, Dave Hill, and with Chris Gersbeck. Chris, this is the part where you talk.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to ask me something other than...
Oh, no, no. I'll just keep going. I'll come back to you in a second. Anyway, what was my point? Did I say I'm the pride of Cleveland yet?
No,
I meant to, and beyond. I once got at least a half a bag of gummy bears sent my way at a truck stop in outside of Denver once. Guy left them on the counter. Anyway, my point is, it's great to be back today, Chris. Mm-hmm. So much to report. I know last week we spoke about my brief European invasion.
We did.
And I have so much, breaking news. I had a new air conditioner installed today. I don't have central air. I know a lot of people think, well, Dave, you're a huge, huge celebrity. Easily top three most famous people from your graduating class in high school. Surely you have central. I don't. I live in an old.
You didn't have any air.
No, I do have an air conditioner in the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
But you would never know it if you were in the living room.
Yeah, I don't hang out in your bedroom very much, but.
No, special occasion, sure. No, I don't even know if you've been past the threshold.
I don't think I have. I feel uncomfortable about walking into people's bedrooms.
I have nothing to hide. But
yeah, but you never know. Like sometimes you ever have someone over and they kind of just like follow you around and like you'll walk into your bedroom to get something and like they're talking to you. So they just keep walking. It's like,
yeah,
not an invite into my. So I'm very like cautious about walking into people's bedrooms.
It's a little clutter. I need to get rid of some stuff, which I'm working on. But no, the air conditioner there was the one in there, because there's two bedrooms, and then if you step into, I don't know if it's a bedroom or a nursery or it's an office. I guess it's mostly an office really at this point. But it's off the other bedroom, and when you go in there, pretty much you don't know there's an air conditioner in there either, even though it's the next room over. And anyway, all by way of saying, I got a new air conditioner today, and it's, as best I can tell, seems to be really kicking out some air. Mm-hmm. I stood like 10 feet away from it, and it practically knocked me over. So I'm super pumped.
I think that means you lost some weight.
Maybe. I don't know about that, though. Oh, this is... I'm going to do, like, sort of slow backwards reporting on what's been going on. Okay, so we've covered that. We've covered the AC, and more as the story develops, because they just left, and it's on, and I feel like if it's kicking out, what is it, BTUs? I have no idea. I'm hoping that I'll need to put on a sweater at some point during this episode, or even socks or pants. The other thing, yesterday, for the first time in about 13 years, I want to say, or at least a dozen, let's say. Okay, I don't need to really pin down the date. I played some form of ice hockey yesterday.
I saw you posted that on Instagram.
The video didn't do it justice, Chris. Mm-hmm. I was really worried. I've skated a few times, not to be morbid or anything, but I used to skate pretty frequently with my mother when I would be home visiting her in Cleveland. And but after she died, I stopped. But I still have my skates, and I skate. Truly, the only time I ever go skating anymore is when it's for some showbiz thing where I'm asked to skate, or I've come up with the idea myself to skate. And I've gotten a little bit rusty over the years. And but we're making this video for my book, my new book, which might as well plug it, Parking the Moose, out October 8th. There's going to be an event October 3rd in New York City, and then full on. And that's going to, I'm told, my publisher says there will be free food and drink. It's going to be at McNally Jackson South Street Seaport location. I think it's the first I've mentioned this anywhere. But
it is. And I wasn't going to come, but you just mentioned free food and drinks, so now I'm there.
See? Well, because I said, you know, I'm always afraid. Anytime it's like it's like my thing and I have to get people to come, I'm like, oh shit, I hate it. I don't think that'll ever change. And
that's my entire life.
I hate it. And even like, for example, September 12th, I'm recording a new stand-up album for 800 Pound Gorilla Records at Union Hall. And I was apprehensive about putting two shows on because I was like, then I got to sell out two shows. Mm-hmm. So we just put the one on and that sold out. I posted it once on Facebook, once on Instagram, and it sold out. So now there is another show. So this is my way of plugging that. Nice. The Late Show, 10 o'clock. There are still plenty of tickets left. So come to that if you're in New York or feel like road tripping it, because I need people to come to both shows. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're going to have to copy and paste the laughs. But
Claire O'Kane is opening for you, right?
She is, yeah. And like she, you know, even if you left after she performed, you'd still be getting your money's worth. Of course, you cannot leave because we're locking you in. And there'll be snacks and drinks that you can pay for. No, maybe I shouldn't. Anyway. Okay, this is what I was going to say. So, for the book, Parking the Moose, which you can pre-order now wherever incredible books are sold. I'm making a video. I wrote a song. You know what we should do? Let's play. I'm going to send you the song.
Okay.
And you can play the song. Preview the song.
Okay.
Right. And then we'll come back from it. So here's the song I recorded for my book.
Parking the Moose. It's my book about Canada. No matter where you are, I think you should read it. Parking the Moose. My grandpa was from Canada, so I decided to uncover my incredible Canadian roots. I traveled through Canada near and far. I ate more poutine than 10,000 rocket Richards. That's a lot of cheese curd. Parking the Moose. It's my book about Canada. It's a fascinating country, it's easy to see. I could have written 50 chapters on just Geddy Lee. Halifax and Merrittville, Ontario. I even went to Regina. I still can't believe that they really pronounce it that way. Someone needs to tell them. Parking the Moose. It's my book about Canada. 30 7 million people. No, they can't be wrong. And if you don't believe me, ask Celine Dion. I bathe in Crown Royal. I finish every sip while eating Tim Hortons and rocking to the hip. In 2012, Canada ditched the penny. My favorite TV show is Letterkenny. The Montreal bagel is the food of the gods. I prefer my heavy metal in the form of Voivod. Rockin' the Moose. Rockin' the Moose. Rockin' the Moose. Rockin' the Moose. Rockin' the Moose.
Nailed it.
There it is, Chris. What did you think?
I loved it. It was great.
That's the world debut. And so I'm making a music video for, I think, but as far as I know, I'm the only author in the world to make music videos. I did it once before for my first book, and I decided it was so ineffective for the first one that I would do it again. But I've done other videos for the books. But so I wrote this song that you just heard. And so yesterday we shot a music video for it. And I went on the ice. There's hockey rinks in Queens, which I didn't know, in Long Island City. I went anyway, all by way of saying,
I know where that is. Yeah.
City Ice Pavilion. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they have rehearsal spaces next door, and I looked at a space there once.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
It's like a huge rink, right?
Yeah, they have a huge rink and then one or two little rinks. And we had a little rink that made me look like a giant man. And they... So, first of all, like, I've had the same hockey skates for, like, 20 years. And I don't know where the time goes, but I feel like I just got them. And I took them to Paragon Sports the other day to get them sharpened because I wanted to be able to kick as much ice as possible. Thank you. When I got out there and I handed them to the guy that sharpened, he's like, whoa, you're like an OG. I'm like, what? And he's like, these are old. And I was like, and if you look at them, to my eyes, I look at what they've had for sale. They don't look that different. Like, they don't look archaic to me. He's like, oh, man, these are cool old skates. I'm like, well, yeah. But then my gloves are literally from the 80s. Like my dad, I still remember he bought them for me like when I was 15. And I still have them. And I thought to get some new ones the other day. I'm like, treat yourself, Dave. But then I was like, when am I going to use these again? Plus, I was like, I'm going to break out my OG gloves. But the gloves, the palms are all worn out from years of playing hockey, and yeah. So I was shooting pucks and totally ripped my hand to shreds. Like, it's we should post a picture to the Patreon, the Patreon page, which, by the way, support us on Patreon if you haven't already. Otherwise, I'm gonna throw a hissy fit. Patreon.com/Dave Hill. Don't you love how I'm slipping the plugs in so effortlessly?
It's very seamless. I love it.
It's amazing. But yeah, I gouged, like, my palm is just totally, like, bleeding and gross. And then one of my fingers. But I was able to play. And, like, I'm actually in much better shape than I was the last time I played hockey, however many years ago. And I was, like, cranking the slap shots. I have not to brag. But I was like, oh, this kid still got it. But I was so tired. Oh, my God. What an exhausting activity. I skated around and shot pucks for like an hour and a half. Actually, only shot pucks for like a half hour. And my whole body is destroyed today. Like, I got home and I was just so tired. And I had two shows to do last night. And I was like, oh.
Oh, man.
No. And I was just dead. But I was like, I feel really good because I just got out there.
You did it.
got back to my hockey roots. Anyway,
I played roller hockey for one season, I think, when I was like 12 or 13. And remember, I mean, I got all the equipment. The helmet that I got was like way too tight on my head and it would give me headaches. So now whenever I think of roller hockey or any hockey, I associate it with having like a painful, really painful headache.
Oh, do you have a giant skull like I do?
I do. Yeah, I think I do.
My skull, you know, part of the reason I don't wear hats, aside from the fact that I have gorgeous hair that it would be a shame to cover up, is because I have such a giant Irish skull. It's just ridiculous. And but yeah, so helmets, whenever I would wear my hockey helmet, I would always have like sort of a dull headache just because yeah. Like I was just pushing that thing to the limit. And I did not wear a helmet yesterday. Mm-hmm. But anyway, what is my point? Oh my God. Exhausted is my point. Brain dead. But it was a satisfying. I actually texted the director and told him I have a very satisfying exhaustion. It sounded very sensual, I guess. But my point is that I was just like, oh my God, imagine if I just went and did that a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Probably ripped.
You run a lot, though, don't you?
I do run, but I don't run as much as I would like because of my four-legged roommate who I spend a lot of time exercising her and it's cut into my running time. But when I travel, I tend to run quite a bit. I do run when I'm in New York, but not as much as I used to before I got this new roommate a few years ago. But I do run. I like to run whenever I'm in a new city. I like to go check it out because you run around and you just see more stuff faster.
Yeah.
That's just science. Anyone will tell you that. I have more to report, Chris. Do you have anything to report? I'm being so, as usual, so self-absorbed and just reporting.
Anything to report? I can plug the day this comes out, Friday, August 2nd. My friend Jen Waring and I are doing our show Softcore at QED, where we show a vintage porn, softcore porn, and we riff over it.
Oh yeah, did you ever watch Bear Behind Bars, the movie that I told you about that's really good?
No, I found it. I didn't watch it yet, but...
Oh, well, it takes a very dark turn.
I'm saving that one for when you can do the show.
I'm leaving town. I have to go back to Ohio tomorrow. Is that a cat in the background?
Yeah, did you hear that?
Yeah.
That was Jupiter.
That's adorable. Lucy's over here. She's just like checking. She didn't make an adorable noise like that. Whoa, Jupiter. So this Friday, the day this comes out, your show is, but it's late. It's at
11:30. Yeah.
That's 11:30 on a Friday is the sexiest time of the week.
To be fair, like we've been asked to do it a little bit earlier, but I think any earlier is, it's kind of weird. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, because you're that's like when you're ready for it.
Yeah. That's but it's a lot of fun. It's going to be me, Jen, and our friends Brian McGinnis and Laura Murley. They're both super funny stand-up comedians. So
nice.
If you're in Astoria, stop by.
Yes. Have yourself a craft brew or a Malbec or a chocolate chip cookie. Those are my three favorite things to have it. At QED Astoria. If people want to know to have the full DH experience, mm-hmm. go get yourself a chocolate chip cookie and then enjoy a microbrew. Mm. I don't know why I'm selling microbrews like they were just invented. It's killing me that I'm saying that word. I don't know what's going on. I think it's the exhaustion from the hockey yesterday.
Yeah.
It sort of made me vulnerable and to say things like that. But no, I can't recommend enough. I'm bummed. I'm gonna be back in Ohio, just probably throwing rocks at signs, I guess. You know, just doing basic things that I like to do back there. You want to know what else I have to report?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm glad you asked. Last week, this was at more action-packed stuff in my life. I did the Newport Folk Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know it?
Isn't that where Dylan lost their minds?
Yeah, they were like, no thanks. But I went electric at Newport Folk Festival.
Were there protests?
I think there were just general protests against me. No, I did. Do you know the Milk Carton Kids?
No, I don't.
They're great, and they're wildly popular. And they were kind enough to invite me to play. They do the Milk Carton Kids Sad Songs Comedy Hour, which is, as hinted at in the name, there's songs and comedy. And I was brought on for the comedy portion. But then they also, so I'll tell you about that in a second. But then the night before they do these music camps. All sorts of musicians do these up in the Catskills at the Full Moon Resort. Mm-hmm. Like Dinosaur Jr. is doing one, I think, very soon.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
And it's at this place and you go and there's like cabins or you can actually like sleep in a tent if you're so inclined. And then there's like really good food and you hang out with the musicians and they school you on, you know, the area of their expertise. So they were kind enough, the Milk Carton Kids did one and they were kind enough to invite me up there. So I sat in on a lecture and threw my two cents in and then I performed at night during the show.
What were your two cents? What kind of advice did you offer? Or
they did a lecture on how to be funny or at least not boring in between songs or during your show or whatever.
Oh,
and
cool.
So I gave my two cents on that subject. Yeah. And it was fun. And so I was sort of coming from the perspective of a guy who'd played in bands and eventually and liked talking in between songs so much that I just ditched the band part. And now I just... Excuse me.
Woo! I see you.
I just saw a mouse.
Oh, God. The sneeze startled him.
Maybe. I mean, I'm trying to, like... I don't want to, like, get the landlord involved. Because I want to, like, kind of reach a peaceful resolution with these mice in which I kill them. Or get them to stop coming into my house. I don't know. They are not showing any signs of giving in.
So you think there's multiple ones? Family?
I've seen two at a time. I hate to admit it.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like I live in a... But I think it's because it's been so hot lately that they're just like, ruin Dave's life.
Yeah, there's that time of year where things come out of the walls.
Yeah, so I think there's a bit of that, but I don't know. And, you know, we talked about this on the last episode, and a woman in Australia was kind enough to suggest the cruelty-free traps with the ones where, like, they go in and there's a snack, and then they're like, okay, I'm going to leave, and then they can't.
Yeah.
And I've tried those, but they just ignore those. But to be fair, now they ignore I have a snap trap. Not that I want to kill a poor little mousie, but that doesn't work either. So I'm just kind of like hoping they get bored with my apartment. I think it's my only hope.
Maybe I'll bring Jupiter over next time I come over.
That would be awesome.
But you're allergic. So I don't want her hair will get everywhere.
No, it'll be fine. Build up my immunity.
Maybe we can live stream this. Jupiter catching a cat.
Oh my gosh, this would be gorgeous. So, this is what I wanted to tell you. So, I did the camp, which was the Milk Carton Kids Sad Songs Comedy Camp. And I did that, and then I drove to Newport. My brother came down to Newport, and I did this show in the Congregational Church, which is no longer a functioning church, but they did the Milk Carton Kids, Joey and Kenneth, did their Sad Songs Comedy Hour, and there's a bunch of great people on the show. Among them was Benmont Tench from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so... And, like, you know, I wanted to have a backing band, so the Milk Carton Kids were like, we'll see who's up for it. And so it was them and Benmont Tench.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Yeah, and he was super nice, and I was so honored to meet him, and he was, you know, we had a nice chat. And, but then, you know, part of my thing where I have the backing band, I sort of berate them. And so I was like, well, I have to yell at Benmont Tench, but I didn't really feel right about that. So I yelled at him a little bit, but not too much. It just felt like...
Did he appreciate it?
I think so. He said he had a good time, so I'll take it. But yeah, and then... so that was super cool, because I've been, you know, obviously been a huge fan for years and years, and I've seen him perform many times. And then it was one of those, like, cool life comes full circle.
Yeah, that's amazing.
When you're sharing the stage with one of your heroes. And then now I'm back. Now I'm here back in New York. And I have a new air conditioner, and that brings... I have my cuts all over my hands. New air conditioner. I'm very sore. And I'm... mice in my apartment, and that brings everyone up to speed on me. But and then you, Friday night at QED Astoria, 11:30. Do you have a softcore porn picked out?
Not yet. I usually do that very last minute because I have so much other things going on.
Yeah, you can't. There's only so much time you can dedicate.
Yeah, it's surprisingly hard to find full-length softcore porn movies because no one really watches them anymore.
People want... Why? What? Oh, because... Do they still have them on Cinemax?
They do, but it's hard to, like, download those so we can show them. HBO got rid of all theirs. I think Showtime did as well, because you used to be able to go there and get them, but... yeah, it's surprisingly hard to find a full-length movie. Because, like, it's kind of like the appeal. It's like you're watching, you know, just a really bad movie that happens to have sex scenes in it.
Nudes.
Yeah.
So, do you blame the internet for this? That those channels stop showing those movies because everyone's like, well, I can watch a full-on nudie and more.
Totally. Internet. Yeah, the internet just totally destroyed that, but, you know, to each their own.
I kind of, you know, I know, not to make myself out to be a classy fella, but I'm not really, I like a nice softcore porn.
I agree.
Some boobs and I'm good.
I prefer that.
Some boobs and butts and I'll be on my way. I want to try... Should we make some phone calls?
Sure, yeah.
Let's do it.
We have this new technology where we can now just call people directly on
this
Skype.
This is how we're going to get to the number one spot with podcasts.
I know.
Everyone listen. Also, rate and review. Jeez. And turn at least one person onto this podcast. Whether you think they should listen or not, just tell them they should.
At least one.
At least one. That's all we ask.
We owe a couple of Billy Joel phone calls.
Ooh.
To some Patreon members. So.
Can we do this just as a warm up?
Yeah.
On my WFMU show, the goddamn Dave Hill show, rest in peace. I used to call Royal Liquors in St. Louis periodically. And so I was thinking about that this morning. and they have a Facebook page. There's recommendations and reviews. I won't get into them too much, except for the one that reads, "Came in wasted one night and puked in the back next to the bush light and passed out. Nobody noticed for like 3 hours. Great sleep."
So if you need to take a nap in the St. Louis area, Royal Liquors is the place to do it.
Yeah, and this is Christopher James Flanderschaft. I feel like I can say his name because his full name is posted on the Facebook page.
Do you want to give them a call?
Can we?
Yeah, I got their number here.
I think legally we have to tell them we're on the air, so I'll just tell them that they're on the air.
Okay. All right, you're doing the talking.
Yeah, and just hang up when you feel like you can think that this is a good idea.
Okay.
360 days a year they're open, Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1:30 a.m.
Styling.
That's service. That's alcoholism. One of
calling.
The two.
Are they going to be open? It's only 12:30.
Yeah, you heard me. They're open 7 a.m.
Oh, all right.
Hello?
Yeah, this morning, Zoo, you're on the air. Do you have Clamato?
No.
Clamato, it's a clam-based tomato juice and clam juice together?
No, I don't. We don't carry juices.
No, it's not a juice. Do you have tomato juice?
No.
Do you have clam juice?
No, I don't have. This is liquor store. We don't carry too many variety on soda and juice.
Okay. Do you have Bud Light?
Yeah.
Do you keep that in the back?
Oh, you're talking about Chelada. Oh, okay. Talking about Modelo?
No. Clamato. It's clam juice and tomato juice.
No.
It's the juice of a clam and the juice of a tomato.
No, we don't have it.
But you got Bud Light?
Yeah, I got Bud Light.
Okay. Well, I'll come in and I'm gonna check on the man passed out in the back next to the Bud Light, and
all right.
See you at 6:30.
Okay.
Have a good day. Did you like my voice?
Yeah.
Did you hang up?
Slightly different. No, they hung up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I feel like I really
you really slipped in the Morning Zoo thing. I was expertly done.
I know that was so. We technically it was. Can you call them back?
Yeah, hold on.
Hello.
Hello, is this Royal Liquors?
Yes.
Do you have snacks in addition to beverages, or just beverages and not snacks? Can I get chips around there?
Give me a second. I'll give it to my manager.
Okay.
Where is Mike? Hey, Mike.
I don't know, someone looking for
Shuke? Huh?
Shuke.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, do you have Clamato?
Clamato.
It's clam juice and tomato juice together.
You looking for Clamato Budweiser or a...
No, it's Clamato. I do like Budweiser. Juice? I would buy Budweiser. If you have Clamato, I'll take that and some Budweiser.
Okay, we have Clamato. No, don't have it, buddy. No Clamato.
You have snacks?
No.
Potato chips?
We got potato chips, yeah.
That's a snack. Okay. I'll see you at 6:30.
All
right. Hey.
Hello?
Yeah.
It's Dave. I'm not the best at crank calls yet.
No, it was good. Clamato is absolutely disgusting, so I like the idea of just asking for it over and over.
Okay, let's call someone every week and ask if they have
Clamato.
It doesn't have to be a liquor store either. Oh my gosh. But it felt good to get them on the line again.
It did, yeah.
Felt good. Well, Clamato, have you ever had the Bloody Caesar?
What is that?
It's a beverage made with Clamato. It's basically a Bloody Mary with Clamato instead of tomato juice, and then you salt the rim with celery salt.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of like a Michelada. No.
That's what they kept talking about.
Micheladas with beer, I think. Beer and Clamato.
Oh.
So maybe they do have Clamato.
That sounds like what they were trying to sell me on.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now I feel bamboozled. Oh, well, it was good. You know, maybe not the strongest crank call, but I stand by it.
See, like, I like the kind of crank calls where you know that they're now discussing, like, oh, this guy keeps calling, asking for Clamato.
Well, see, you know, what would be cool is if through these my juvenile efforts that if they started stocking Clamato.
Yeah.
That would be massive. That would be great progress. But anyway, should we do some Billy Joel calls?
Yeah, let's do it. Do you have a song ready?
Yeah, I have a feeling in my mind today about what a. So who are we calling?
We're gonna call our friend Kayla Fulp. She just got a new phone number, so I have a good feeling that she's gonna pick up because she's not gonna have anyone's phone number saved already. So.
Oh, this is huge.
Yeah. So this is for Kayla Fulp. Dialing now.
I really need this.
Please leave your message for.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away. You know, I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. You know, she's always there. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now. You'll never let her go, but that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Tell her about it. Tell her. It goes on from there. Chris, hang up.
Okay.
Did you hang up?
I hung up.
See, I forget though. I can't remember the policy. Do we leave them on the answering machine, or do we only leave them normally when they answer?
Both.
Both. That's what I thought, but
yeah, it's the rambling voice messages that we have to hang up on. If they pick
yeah,
up.
Eventually. Yeah, that's the rule. But this is the thing. This is owed to my exhaustion from my hockey interlude yesterday. Really kicking me in the pants. Do we have the mouse is just walking around like it pays rent at this point. Oh, man.
Lucy just doesn't. She could not care less.
No, she's like, I guess there's other pets here. Right, sweet Lou? Lucy. Hey, Lucy.
All right, we have one more person whose phone number here to call. Sing a Billy Joel song too. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This goes out to Michael Lawless. I feel like it should play like some kind of ringtone or something.
I know, like some sort of, you know, Mambo number 5. Or 3, whatever Mambo that was. The one that brought us together as people. Lou Bega. I mean, we should find out what's going on with him.
You have reached Michael. Please leave a message.
Well, we're living here in Allentown, and they're closing all the factories down. Out in Bethlehem, the killing time. Filling our forms, standing in line. Well, our fathers fought the Second World War. Spent their weekends on the Jersey Shore. Met our mothers in the USO. Asked them to dance, dance with them slow. And we're living here in Allentown. How's that?
That was great. I hung up.
I felt good. I have to say, close inspection upon the Allentown lyrics, filling out forms. There was no better line than that. Filling out forms.
Filling out forms.
Come on, Billy, you're better than that.
Crossing the T's and dotting the I's.
I don't know. I don't know how I could have improved it, but I feel like there was a better line out there. Lou Bega Jr., I'm looking up. Lou Bega, his full name is David Lou Bega. We didn't know this. He's a German singer and songwriter. Is it 20 years ago, 1999, Mambo No. 5, a remake of Perez Prado's 1949 instrumental piece, reached number one in many European countries and was nominated.
Oh, boy.
Well, now we know.
People who weren't around in the late 90s probably don't understand how much that song was everywhere. If we have any younger listeners.
Everywhere. Totally.
Every film trailer, every commercial. It was maddening.
He's only 44. I would have figured him for being older. I thought he was like 44 then.
Me too, yeah. I would have thought he was an older man now.
Yeah, when you sing a mambo, you'd think, well, that guy's probably old. Not the case. Lou Bega, still, how many millions of listens do you think Mambo No. 5 has on Spotify?
I'm going to say at least 12.
230 million.
Oh my God.
To give you a little perspective.
Oh my God.
230 million. How many? And change, like probably more millions coming down the pike, of course.
Yeah.
Compared to Go by My Band Valley Lodge, which has 2,850,000.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. But then not.
Do you see any royalties from that, or is that like $3?
I think about $3.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, I didn't want to, well, I mean, but that's by leaps and bounds the most popular of our song. The next most popular song of ours has just shy of 100,000 listens.
Which song is that?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. It's called All of My Loving from the first.
Oh, yeah, I love
the
that
first
one.
Album. But yeah, that Lou Bega.
Vega.
He's doing it.
Yeah. Did you say Vega with the V or B?
Bega. B-E-G-A. Like, anyway, I've known far more about him than I ever did just in these past couple minutes.
Me too.
How did I even get on that? What's going on with me?
That was a really weird time in pop music because... I remember when that song came out, it was like the same year or same summer that, what was his name? Ricky Martin, came out with that huge song.
Oh, it's
like a lot of horn. People loved horns in the late 90s.
Oh my gosh.
Between that, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Horns.
Horns.
I like a nice horn.
Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Easily the worst band name of all time.
Ooh, yeah, I'm just thinking about it. Now that you say it like that.
Ugh.
That's horrifying.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, I never really thought of that. Cherry Pop, that's gross. I don't know why. Well, then when you really think about it, I think because the name of a band, you know, eventually becomes meaningless and you just think of the band when you hear the name. But like, I'm pretty sure Pearl Jam is.
Oh, God.
That's Jizz, right?
Oh, my God.
I know.
It is.
I know when they first came out, it was meant to, like they had all these stories about what it meant. But come on, guys.
Yeah. That's horrifying, and I never considered that. And I, That was like Pearl Jam's like one of the first bands that I was like, this is my favorite band when I was like 11.
I liked Pearl Jam, and then I kind of, I think I just did a full, like when that first record came out, I felt like I was all ground floor about it because I didn't know about it. I knew about it like very early on because I'm super cool. And I was like, I know about this band. They're cool. And then they became really popular. I was like, that's not cool. I like them. And then, but really my issue with them is that I just lost interest.
Yeah, same.
Like, I thought it was, like, catchy stuff. And then I was like, eh, I'm not into it. But I think it's pretty cool that they are totally they just kind of have their own thing going and they keep rocking
totally yeah.
Like they pretty much exist, you know, they're kind of their own entity at this point.
Yeah, they have, and they still they take like good bands on tour with them,
like Witch Taint.
Yeah,
they have not taken Witch Taint. But though I'm trying to find reference to their name being Jizz, and I cannot find it.
Yeah, I can't believe I never thought of that. I guess just because no one ever brought it up to me. That is really bad.
Pearl Jam means sperm. It says when you do, I type Pearl Jam M-E-A, and I got that far, and then someone... The predictive thing said Pearl Jam means sperm, which doesn't make sense. Okay, meaning behind, we're getting to this. With all a bodily fluid release, even several, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I think it means jizzed.
Yeah, I don't like it.
All right.
And I don't like Cherry Pop and Daddies. It's gross. And
oh, that's how we started talking about this.
If there's any band that should be Me Too'd as a band,
Cherry Pop and Daddies?
It's the Cherry Pop and Daddies.
I know, because they're basically saying that they are going taking virginities.
Oh, God.
Hmm. Wait, we are getting... we don't have that much time.
Yeah, should we do the crime blotter?
Yeah, because get ready to have your ass handed to you. The crime blotter, of course. Cue crime blotter music. Is a segment in which we take a look at some of America's lesser crimes, which just so happen to have taken place in northeastern Ohio, where I'm from. Get ready to have your mind blown. Woman leaves town and leaves soup simmering. This is from the Russell Township police blotter. You heard me. Russell Township. Pastoral, idyllic. Pick another word there. Assistance, I guess, is the official. Fairmount Road. A woman called police at 2:10 p.m. July 10th, asking them to check her home, stating that she was out of town and believed she had left soup on the stove.
She called the police for that.
Officers arrived and found the house filled with smoke. They shut off the stove and aired out the home.
It seems like something you would call a neighbor for, not the police.
She went straight to the top.
I mean, what kind of... Does it say what kind of soup it was?
No, I mean, I'm thinking soup, smoke. That could have been any kind of soup. I would say maybe tomato soup?
Tomato, yeah. Or like a matzo ball?
Maybe. But that would take a while to create smoke, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never made... I don't even know if I've... I guess I've had matzo ball soup.
I have. It's been a while. But, yeah. You know what reminded me of matzo ball soup was I visited our friend Frank Conniff last week, who's recovering.
Oh, nice. He's doing well?
He is doing well. But he told me the only thing he was able to eat that day was matzo ball soup.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Matzo ball soup in action. I have another case also from Russell Township. I wasn't even planning on reading this one, but it's hiding in plain sight. Assistance again. Russell wrote, a landscaper parked his vehicle in a private drive. You heard me. At noon, July 10th. That's just 2 hours and 10 minutes prior to the call about soup, and was told to move it and keep it off the property. He called police, believing it was a public street. It was determined that he had driven onto a lawn area, creating a rut, which he agreed to repair. Yep. This is the kind of hell that life is in Russell Township.
Yeah. Man. So wait, say that again. He parked somewhere that he shouldn't have?
I guess he parked on someone's private drive and turfed their lawn a bit in the process. But that's nothing compared to man puts bike in stranger's truck, then steals truck. That's a power move. Bainbridge Township police blotter. My friend Pat used to live in Bainbridge. Auto theft, Marketplace Drive. After a man parked his truck in a handicapped spot to shop at 3:12 p.m. July 18th, just 8 days after the soup incident of Russell Township, an unknown bicyclist rode up, placed his bike in the truck bed, and then drove the truck away. The owner had left his keys in the unlocked 2008 Chevrolet Silverado. Police are investigating the incident. Gosh.
If you park in a handicapped spot but also leave your keys in the car, you kind of have it coming to you.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm kind of siding with the guy who stole the truck on this one.
Uh-huh.
I mean, shame on him, but shame on everyone involved. That's where I land on this.
Yeah.
Should we do one more?
Let's do one more, yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay, let's see. This one might turn too dark. I don't know. But from the stolen police blotter, I think you're going to like this. Argument over parked car escalates to use of pepper spray, of course. Solon. Lovely. Lovely town. Been there twice, maybe. Disorderly conduct, Aurora Road. At 2:20 p.m. July 20th, police were dispatched to Chipotle, the burrito concern, 33599 Aurora Road, on a report of a large fight in progress. Officers learned that an argument had begun over the way a vehicle was parked and had escalated into a physical altercation during which pepper spray was deployed. A Garfield Heights woman, 33, who works for a food delivery service, had parked her vehicle in front of Chipotle and gone inside to pick up an order. Why not? After exiting the restaurant, she was confronted by a stolen woman, 40, telling her to move her car. After those arguing went inside and explained the situation to the manager, the argument resumed back outside the building. This is like War and Peace. There, the Garfield Heights woman told police the stolen woman's husband, also 40, approached her in an aggressive manner. She responded by using pepper spray on the man.
Oh,
Garfield Heights woman said she next went into the building with the intention of calling police, but said the stolen woman followed her inside to the entry area and assaulted her. The woman then used pepper spray on the stolen woman.
Oh my God.
This is this is insane. I don't understand. Is this all stolen? Okay. All three parties were cited for disorderly conduct and fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it sounds to me like the Garfield Heights woman pepper sprayed the two people, if I'm reading it correctly.
Why were they so urgent to get her to move when she was making a delivery?
I don't know. No, she was picking up. It was unclear. She was picking something up, so it was unclear whether she had placed an order.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of ways to read this. I don't know.
Man. Who carries pepper spray around them at all times?
Apparently this Garfield Heights woman.
It's not the same as mace, right? That's different. Or is that the same?
Mm-hmm. Are mace and pepper spray the same? This is one good use of the internet. Are mace and nutmeg the same? Mace and pepper spray are two different self-defense products. Traditional chemical mace is classified as an irritant and is similar to tear gas. Pepper spray is classified as an inflammatory agent and will immediately incapacitate an assailant.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, pepper spray sounds like really serious.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't just spray that all willy-nilly.
It took out that couple from Stolen, I'll tell you that much. Man, oh man. Well,
How many times do you think they had to tell that story to friends and family?
I mean, I think they'll be telling that the rest of the year. Major holidays.
At least, yeah.
Well, I think we should ride off into the podcasting sunset.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, we do have a new podcast coming on the Maximum Fun Network called So You're Canadian, in which I talk to only Canadian people. You heard me. That's coming fast and hard soon, and more as the story develops. So we'll tell the date next week. How's that?
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds sweet. Good. All right. Until next time, watch your backs, watch your rooftops, and get tested, everybody. Chris, are you there?
Yeah.
Should we call Royal Liquor? Yeah, thanks. Let's call Royal. No, let's not call them Royal Liquors.
No, let's call them one more time. You brought it up. So.
No. Less is more.
Okay.
We're over our time limit.
All right.
We'll call them next week.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Take care. Bye, everybody. Parking them loose. It's my book about Canada. No matter where you are, I think you should read it. Parking the Moose. My grandpa was from Canada, so I decided to uncover my incredible Canadian roots. I traveled through Canada near and far. I ate more poutine than 10,000 Rocket Richards. That's a lot of cheese curd. Parking the Moose. It's my book about Canada. It's a fascinating country. It's easy to see. I could have written 50 chapters on just Geddy Lee. Halifax and Merrickville, Ontario. I even went to Regina. I still can't believe that they really pronounce it that way. Someone needs to tell them. Parking the Moose. It's my book about Canada. 37 million people, no, they can't be wrong. And if you don't believe me, ask Celine Dion. I bathe in Crown Royal, I finish every sip while eating Tim Hortons and rocking to the hip. In 2012, Canada ditched the penny. My favorite TV show is Letterkenny. The Montreal bagel is the food of the gods. I prefer my heavy metal in the form of Voivod. Parking the Moose. 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 Nailed it.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.